We're on the road for another community broadcast here on WEKT. Find ourselves here at the Todd County Courthouse. This is Todd Mansfield, I just call it the 1976 Todd County Courthouse here in Elkton. Beautiful weather out here today, Judge.
Very beautiful, and we're on the front porch. We didn't want to be outdone by Mayor Green sitting on his front porch, so we're on our front porch this morning. And I do call it the 1976 Courthouse because we have three in Elkton, and people get confused on which courthouse we're located, so I always call it the 1976 courthouse.
You're kind of the one that's hidden away. Of course, we can see the 1835 courthouse. We can't see the judicial center from over here, but you guys are kind of hidden back a little bit.
We are, and probably later in our broadcast, I'm going to talk about some of the things we're going to do for this building's 50th anniversary coming up next year. So,
awesome.
Some signage is what I'm going to let you know. So people,
nice.
We have a lot of people moving in from other counties, other states, and they don't know where to go to get their car tags or get a car inspected or whatever it may be. And so we're going to do some signage out here, hopefully in the spring to help with that.
Sounds good. I remember when I first started working here in Elkton a lot with WEKT, first time I tried to come out here, it ended up routing me to the other street over there and was trying to tell me that was the street. I'm like, no, this is not right. I don't see a courthouse. I drove a little bit further and finally found it.
Yeah, most people don't go to the 1835 courthouse, but they do go to the Judicial Center, yep. Which I think was built in 2015, I believe.
8 years ago.
So,
8 years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, 10 years ago, about 10 years ago.
Well, there we go. Well, you have two of your fantastic ladies out here. So let's introduce them and talk a little bit about what they do in your office.
Well, Mandy's not here today. But I have Angie Taylor and Misty Carlock with me. Angie is our, she's kind of the office manager, and she's also the financial clerk for fiscal court. And then Misty's our treasurer. And so they, along with Mandy, really help my office run smoothly. Angie was here before I was, so, and Mandy was too. So they know the ins and outs of this this office, and I couldn't do it without these two and Mandy. So I thought I'd bring them out, let them talk a little bit.
Sure. Let's talk to Angie first. And Angie, what's it like keeping this guy over here straight?
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. We enjoy, we have a good time at work. We get things done, but we have fun as well.
Tell me, give me a simple breakdown of what you do in the office on a daily basis.
I pay the county's bills, do payroll, take care of trash cards, note, trash cards expire the end of this week, so you would need to get those renewed. We have had a lot of people go on and do that, but we still lack a little. I'm trying to think. I take care of solid waste. I don't know. There's numerous things I do. I do take care of the county park as
okay.
well, the books for there. Just numerous things just to help take care of the county.
And you were talking about the trash cards. We were talking before we came on the air. That price has remained at the $48 level for a couple of years, right?
Yes, it is still $48. It's been probably
22 or
21. I believe so. It's been a while.
2021 or 2022, okay.
So we've not raised prices.
$4 a month, that's what it breaks down to. And that tell me, for folks that may be new to the community, what is the trash card?
It gives you access to our convenience centers, and you can take all of your household bag trash. The $48 takes care of that. If you have larger items, we do have two locations that have open top containers. You do have to pay extra for that. But as far as for the $48, it takes care of all of your household bag trash.
And speaking of the convenience centers, the North Todd Convenience Center does remain closed this week. What's going on there, Judge?
So we have some issues with the building, which Debbie works out of, and so we really need to get those fixed, and especially before winter hits, and really the only way to do it is just to close the site for the week, and Jeff and David and Tanner are up there working this week, and so they believe they can have it back open by next week. So
for the folks that typically use that North Todd Center, where do they need to go now?
Well, if you're taking large items, you'll come to the Elkton location, but you can go to Elkton, Trenton, or Allensville
okay.
on their regular days. Those three are open regular times, and it's on the card what days and times those are. So for everyone out north, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to come to Elkton probably. That'll be your closest for this week. And then keeping our fingers crossed that it will be back open on Monday.
And
not Monday. It's Labor Day.
Tuesday. On Tuesday.
No, be Wednesday of next week.
Okay. Well, okay, so a little bit of different hours there. Of course, refer to your trash card for that information. But, yeah, come to Elkton for the rest of this week. And, yeah, hopefully Wednesday of next week everything will be back up and running. And, of course, a little bit of pain for some long-term gain for that convenience center.
Yes. It's been in need of some repairs for quite some time, and it just seemed like the right time to go ahead and get it taken care of.
Well, and we'll go over to Misty now. And, Misty, what is your position here with the county, Todd County?
Well, I am the Todd County Treasurer. So along with the judge, we pay the bills for the county. We take care of, well, the judge takes care of the grants more than I do. But I watch the ins and outs of the county money and the banking accounts, cash in, cash out. That's about it.
What's one of your favorite parts of the job?
I would say working in Todd County, coming back home. I worked out of the county for a long time in healthcare.
Okay.
And being here in Todd County is great. Just being here with everybody.
Absolutely.
And the people that I work with.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful community. I'll ask you the same question here, Angie. What's your favorite part of working here in the judge's office?
The people we work with. I enjoy everybody at the courthouse. I really enjoy being in Elkton. I live here, work here. My kids in school here, so it's convenient. You know, if I need to get to them, I can be there as soon as I can. Todd's a great boss, and if we, you know, family comes first with us, and so, you know, if there's a need there, we're always welcome to spend time with our family and do what we need to do. But we enjoy being here with all of the people at the courthouse.
That's awesome. I appreciate both you guys. I'll let you get back to work here. And we'll continue our community broadcast when we come back to Judge Mansfield. We'll talk about the last fiscal year in Todd County and what's coming up for this current fiscal year. That's all coming up on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT. And I guess I should add, we have a new sponsor that starts September 1st on WEKT for your community broadcast, and that of the Elkton Rotary Club. Excited to have the club's support. Of course, I'm a fellow Rotarian along with Judge Todd Mansfield, who I'm sitting out with today. And, you know, the Rotary Club of Elkton does some amazing work in our community.
I was a member of Elkton Rotary years ago when I was with the bank, and then I left Rotary for several years, and then I rejoined right after I was elected judge executive. And the Elkton Rotary Club it's always been a great giving community organization for Todd County and surrounding areas and regions. But it seems like it just has this new feel to it. They're very active. I mean,
for
sure. They're always raising money, whether it's for scholarships or for shoes or whatever it may be. And we've got a great group of people in the organization, and everyone seems to give their time and talents to help make the Rotary Club what it is. And so I'm very proud to be a member.
You know, I am too. I'm glad to be able to represent WEKT each and every week at the Rotary meetings, and was honored to be called a member from a couple of Rotarians just a little over a year and a half ago, and it's been a great thing. And if you've not ever been to a Rotary meeting, we'd invite you to come out and join us Wednesdays at noon at the Milliken Memorial House. Come see what Rotary is all about and learn what we're able to do as an organization in this community. We'll shift gears now to the last fiscal year in Todd County and the current one that we're in now, of course. A lot of growth that's been happening in the community. And what's been some of the things you were proud to be able to accomplish last fiscal year here in Todd County?
Well, we finished fiscal year 25, June 30th. And there has been a lot of growth. In fact, I think the city of Elkton has four or five active subdivisions. Active meaning there are houses being built currently in these subdivisions. Our businesses seem to be doing really well. If you go around the square in Elkton, or you go downtown Trenton, or go downtown Guthrie, they're busy places. And so we have a lot of visitors. You see a lot of car tags out of Tennessee driving through Todd County, whether it's at the Country Pantry or the Wagon Wheel or the Soda Shop or American Cafe or wherever it may be. You see vehicles from all over coming in to Todd County to visit, to eat, to shop. And so that's really good. But fiscal year 25 was another good year for the county. We financially, it was a good year. We were able to do some improvement projects with some of our buildings. We participated in a energy savings project, which through that we were able to put a new roof on the jail, which was needed. And Tyler Kirkman and his crew did that for us, so we were happy to use some local folks for that. And we also did solar panels on top of the jail after the new roof was put down. So it generates some electricity back to help on the savings. Plus, we did a lot of light replacements, toilet replacements, just a lot of different things that saves you on electricity, saves you on water, and hopefully saves overall. But we did some improvements at the Judicial Center, the 1976 courthouse, the jail. Those were the three buildings we focused on. So thankfully, the county had the funds to take care of this. But those are really good projects, much needed. And so we were happy to get those taken care of.
What are some of the things on the radar for the 2026 fiscal year?
Well, we're in fiscal year 2026, and the 1976 courthouse will actually turn 50 next year, along with our nation. And so we have been doing a few cosmetic things here at the courthouse, and we have some plans to do a few more to make it look even nicer than it. I mean, it's a nice-looking building now, but to hopefully make it look a little nicer. Like I said earlier, we're wanting to do signage at a corner of each of the front lawn. We've lost a couple of trees from storms, and so we're hoping to plant back a few trees and do a little bit of shrubbery. We don't want a whole lot, but do a little bit of shrubbery, and then just some overall cosmetic work inside and out to make it look really, really nice for its 50th, which will be June 13th, I believe, next year.
Wow, June 13th, 2026. There you go. Mark that down as we'll celebrate the 50th anniversary here of the 1976 courthouse. Of course, a lot of the work that you do in the county has to go through your governing body, which is the fiscal court. So introduce me to your fiscal court members.
Okay. So District 1 is Alfred Blake. District 2 is Billy Bryant. District 3 is Brent Brookshire. District 4 is Boogie Oliver. And District 5 is Jimmy Turner. And we all... I had a different court when I first became judge, and we all got along really well. And we didn't always agree, but we got along really well. And the group that's here now, again, we don't always agree on everything, but we all get along really well. And I think we work good together. And I hope everyone sees that we have projects going on in all parts of the county, typically roads, bridges, tiles, that type stuff. And Scotty's, who is our paving contractor, I believe will be here the week after Labor Day to start doing some paving. And for those listening, Stringtown Road will be the first road we get to. We know it's in bad shape, and thankfully we got some extra funds from the state to help repair it. And so about 3 miles of Stringtown Road from Butler South will be paved. The rest of the road will probably have to wait till next year. But I think we have about 20 roads that's going to get paved or patched over the next couple of months. And if we don't get to everything this fall, it'll be in the spring.
Well, sounds good. I know that's always a number one topic for a lot of folks is the roads in the county. And you guys do what you can. I mean, you guys have a limited budget you're given from the state to try to address those issues.
We're given county road aid, which this year was right at $1.3 million. But that funds the entire road department. And so it's not just paving that comes out of those dollars, but it can only be used for the road department. It can't be used for anything else. And so we try to make it go as far as possible. In fact, with the road aid money from the state. We also get some flex funds from the state that will assist. And then they have these other programs like it was called CPPP, but now it's called CPPP LARP. I know it's these acronyms I get confused on. But we did receive some funds through that for Stringtown Road and Morton Lane. And we've applied for more funds for East Jeff Davis from US 68X to Miller Valley Road, which is in really bad shape as well. And then we may have a couple other roads that we will apply for that extra money on. But we'll end up spending about, even though some money comes out for salaries and different things out of that 1.3, we'll still end up spending about 1.3 million on roads. With the number of miles we have in the county, if you do the math on it, I hate to say this, but typically a road gets looked at about every 30 years. That's how far the funds will go. So that's a long time.
It is.
And so some roads, you know, unless they have problems on them, they may not get attention for, you know, several years. And it's not because we don't want to. It's just because we can only make the funds go so far. And everything's costing more. You know, before COVID, we were paying about $56 a ton for pavement, for asphalt. And now it's right at 100. So.
And that's one of those things I've learned in the last couple of years of covering fiscal court in Trigg and in Todd counties, that aid has not gone up in 20 plus years from the state level either.
I think it has gone up some, but it's been minimal compared to the costs involved with not just the asphalt, but, you know, we got to pay our employees better. The equipment, you know, we just priced a new tandem dump truck, $190,000 versus a triaxle, which is $250,000. And that's our price. And so it's just a lot of cost that, you know, you just don't think about that goes into keeping our roads and our county in good shape. You know, trimming back tree limbs, you know, is another big thing, especially when farmers are driving these big combines down the road trying to get to their field to shell corn or cut beans or whatever it may be. And so we've got several roads that have some high limbs that we can't reach. And so we're talking with a couple of folks about contracting to get some of those high limbs cut. You know, we have a great road department. Scott Stokes is our road foreman. He does an excellent job, and they do an excellent job. But still, we can only do so much in a period of time. So, but we're typically aware of the problem. That's what I tell everyone. I ask how things are going, and I typically say okay, because I usually hear when it's not okay. So, which that's fine. I want people to tell me things, because if you don't, then it's a good chance I may not know.
That's true. Well, we'll go to a commercial break, play a couple more songs here on WEKT, and then we'll continue our conversation with Todd County Judge Executive Todd Mansfield in just a moment. Continuing our community broadcast on WEKT, on the front porch of the 1976 courthouse, we see the American flag and the Kentucky state flag flying in the breeze, and see the breeze in the trees as well. Beautiful weather out here today, and beautiful weather for the rest of the week here in Todd County as well. Of course, we'll have more details on that in just a couple of minutes. But Todd Mansfield, Judge Executive of Todd County, enjoying our visit out here. And it was just, it's been about 2 days ago that you issued a burn ban in Todd County. Even though we had this nice weather, not had a lot of rain.
No, we have been lacking rain for widespread rain for quite some time. You know, the beginning of the year, it was a really wet year. But sometime in July, about mid-July, it just kind of stopped. And it really hasn't rained much widespread in Todd County. Last Tuesday, we did have a little bit of rain out north, some in the south. But with the dry conditions that we have, the low humidities, the wind, everything is just drying out really fast. Our farmers will be shelling corn pretty soon if they have not already started. And I think you may even see some beans being cut pretty soon. I know out on Miller Valley Way, there's some beans that look like they're about ready. So it's a bad time to be burning. And so I felt like it was the right time in talking with our emergency management director talked with a couple of fire chiefs. Everyone felt like it was the right time to do it. And I hate it because I know a lot of people have things they want to do. They want to cook out. They want to do a bonfire. They may have a brush pile they want to burn. But hopefully it'll rain soon and we can get this lifted. It's not something we do for the fun of it. It's for the safety of everyone.
And of course, for those that if you are caught burning outdoors, there is the up to $500 fine that could be issued to you, especially. And there could be even more damages past that if you did something and then it got out of hand, which on a day like today is very possible. With the breeze we have coming through, if something got out of hand, it could get out of hand very quickly. We've seen it all too many times.
Right, and we've tried our best to get the word out to everyone, our cities. This is countywide. Elkton, Guthrie, Trenton are included. This is countywide, this burn ban. And so we want everyone to be aware of it and just adhere to the rule. And if we do that, then, everything should be fine.
Well, speaking of emergency management, of course, you've got a new emergency management director in Ash Groves. He's been doing a wonderful job hitting the ground running and getting things back up and running, in a sense, for some of the things here in Todd County, just to make sure we always have a plan in place for the next what if happens in Todd County.
Ash is doing a great job. I know he and the first responders have been meeting regularly. They just recently signed a mutual aid agreement with Novellus, and then within all the departments in our county, including Honey Grove and Fairview, which actually sit in Christian County. That's good. We want us all working together, on the same page when it comes to emergency services. And so he's done an excellent job in his short tenure as our EM director. And so we're very happy that he's with us. And then coming up, speaking of emergency services and planning, on I think it's September the 6th.
Yes.
At 9 a.m. from 9 to 12 noon at Petrie Memorial Methodist Church, the American Red Cross is having a emergency planning meeting, and we'd like to invite anyone in the community that would like to be a part of that. We would love for you to be there. It's from 9 to 12, so it's not an all-day thing. I know it's on a Saturday, but if you can come out and it's something that interests you, we would love for you to be there.
And I know that Ash Groves is definitely looking for the organizations that want to help and maybe even be able to host a Red Cross shelter after the fact. There are certain requirements you have to meet for your church or organization, and all that information will be shared there on Saturday, September 6th. We've got more information. I know we're going to be talking to, I'll be talking to Jason Dotson tomorrow to learn more about the event, and then we'll be out there Saturday morning, September 6th, to learn more about that training and what all goes on and kind of what are some of those requirements are. So if you can't make it, we'll have some of that information for you here on WEKT as well, and we'll get you connected to Jason Dotson if you need that and can't make that out on the 6th. But yes, a lot of great things happening in the community, and we'll come back to wrap up our community broadcast. Of course, it's been a beautiful day. We sure appreciate all of our community broadcast sponsors, including the Elkton Rotary Club, who you're going to hear more from starting September 1st here on WEKT. We are Todd 1070 and 92.1 FM. We are WEKT, wrapping up our conversation with Todd County Judge Executive Todd Mansfield. If you missed any of our other three segments, we're going to have those up on the website a little later on this afternoon. We love bringing you these community broadcasts. And, of course, we were talking earlier about the Red Cross event happening at Petrie. That will be our next one on Saturday, September 6th. So we would invite you to tune in if you can't make it to that event at 9 a.m. that morning. We'll have a couple of reports on what's going on there and more information on how you can get involved if you can't make it out. But Judge, just a couple of quick wrapping up moments. I know that you guys have some grants that you guys have been working through with the fiscal court, and some of those have closed, projects have been completed, and some are still underway.
That is correct. We'll start with the one that closed earlier this year, which was our senior center. If you haven't been out to see it. It's a spectacular building. I think everyone that attends it has been very, very happy with the improvements made there, and would love for anyone and everyone to come out, eat lunch, and just visit the Senior Center. So we're excited that we were able to get that CDBG grant for that project. And like I said, it's closed out. We still have a lot going on at the park next door to the senior center. Right now, if you go out to the playground equipment, you'll see that the mulch has been taken out and concrete curbs have been put in with a rock base. There's going to be a poured rubber platform that will be put in there, similar to the couple of other locations in the park. And that we're waiting on that right now. And so it's a city-county park, so we work close with the city of Elkton on that one. Actually, the city of Elkton actually applied for that grant for that rubber-modified platform for the playground equipment. So that'll be happening pretty soon. I know we continue to do different things at the park. We still have some funds from the House Bill 1 monies that came down last year from Representative Petrie and Senator Mike Wilson. So we still have a few projects left to do at the park. And I think a lot of the parks, Sharon Grove, Clifty, Trenton, and Guthrie all have projects ongoing as well. That's awesome. from those funds. Yeah. So we want to thank our representatives, Jason Petrie and Mike Wilson, for help make that happen. But we also have the soccer grant, soccer park grant, that's should close out about October. I know soccer season's getting ready to start at the park. Unfortunately, the season is going to have to start at our city county park here in town, where we've always played. But I'm hoping that if we can get a few more things done, maybe the tournament for the season could be played at the new soccer field. It just takes so long to get some of this stuff done. But like we were talking earlier, anything government is slow. Yeah. And we all know it, and it's like nothing happens to make it quicker. But anyway, but it's going to be really nice. We'll definitely be on it in the spring. So we're excited about that. And then Historic Ty County is applying for a grant to do some work at the 1835 courthouse. So we've got a lot going on. I know the city of Elkton and the county have talked about a few other projects that where we can work together. And I think that's the key, you know, the county, the cities, we can't just do it all on our own. We all got to work together. So I'm excited for this year and in the years to come.
Well, couldn't have said it better myself. We sure appreciate you having us out here today, Judge. This has been a great conversation. Like I said, we'll have it up on our website a little later on. And then the next time you're going to hear the Judge Executive live on WEKT, he's going to be helping us, and helping Willard Nipp with some soccer coverage. We're going to carry a couple of Lady Rebels and Rebels soccer games for the high school this year.
Yes, I think we're going to do two games each. And Willard, yeah, if you've not listened to the basketball or football broadcast with Willard, I think he's even done a couple of baseball broadcasts.
Yes, softball too.
And softball, and he does an excellent job. But he said, Todd, I know nothing about soccer. So I'm gonna help him out on the two boy games, two girl games at the high school in the coming weeks. So I'm excited about that. I miss soccer. I gave up soccer back in May. But I'm very proud of Will and Sam. They're doing an excellent job at the middle school, and they're having a great season. I can't wait to go see the high school play their games as well. So I'm excited for them. I miss it, but I'm excited for them.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing that coverage on the air. Maybe as soon as next week, we'll get those details firmed up and get those out as soon as we know. You are listening to WEKT Elkton. That wraps up our community broadcast. Local news starts now.